Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning, December 10th, 2021. Beautiful day here in Delaware. Overcast, gray, not very cold, but not very pretty either. All the beautiful red leaves are gone, and now I just look out the window at a bunch of sticks. Winter is definitely here. I don't know when, I'm not sure when winter starts or has started, but it definitely feels like a winter time of year. How's everybody doing? Just came out of the holiday, so to speak, the Thanksgiving holiday. I haven't done this podcast in a bit. I don't know when the last time it was that I did it. I don't know if I spoke about it. We had some challenges. My daughter was sick. And, you know, it was a testy time. You know, restraint from pen and tongue and text, but mostly tongue. Because, you know, this COVID and, you know, it just really brings out the best in people. And, you know, my daughter was sick. We went to my in-laws. My sister-in-law did not find that very exciting to have her there, you know. Because, of course, she's, of course, has COVID, right? If you're sick, of course you have COVID. I've had to get COVID tests just because I didn't feel well and I just wanted to make sure. So, you know, we're just checking and it's the world we live in now. But she was mad that we brought Teresa. And, you know, there's nothing worse than when someone's right, right? I mean, I told my wife, we probably shouldn't have even gone. But as a parent, you're just like, I know she doesn't have COVID. She had a... But I think what was going around is croup, which is interesting because I hadn't heard that in a while. So I think croup was going around. At least I think that's what we've been told is going around here. And croup is... I think it's just like a cough. Because my daughter had like a fever... Took her to get tested, negative, coughing, still had a fever. I'm like, this kid's got, I didn't think she had COVID, but I didn't know what she had. Had to take her again and get tested, negative. Got her tested for the flu, negative, strep, negative. So maybe we never really found out what the poor girl had, actually, but she's better now. Everybody's better. More tests than one human should be subjected to, but we've got them all. And then somebody was telling my wife that croup is going around. So maybe that's what she had. We don't even know. But the point is that in the years past, if you weren't feeling well, you could probably sneak into a dinner and not feel the wrath of the family. But those days are over. You better have a clean bill of health if you be attending any family events. And but that's... You know, that's, you know, up in New York, they just put in all these mandates for, you know, you have to have vaccines or prove you've had vaccines. If you have a business with a certain amount of employees, they all have to be vaccinated. It's crazy. And so that was the holiday, or at least that was Thanksgiving. We made it through. Everybody, we did eat dinner, and then we went ahead and left. When my sister-in-law took all the kids and hid upstairs, I'm like, maybe we should just go ahead and go. And that's what we did. And, you know, whatever. It would have been a great opportunity for me to push out my chest and give some remarks or an opinion or justify our actions. And, you know, I spoke the other day about the promises. I'm going to read the second promise. I don't even, did I even post that? I think I did. But, you know, that's a freedom, you know, a newfound freedom, new happiness is the ability for me at least to maybe not comment, right? Because I can tell you there's been a lot of pain and apologies after a good justified comment. And, you know, the program, life, sobriety, serenity, the search of serenity has taught me, and it spells it out, you know, restraint from pen and tongue. Keep your mouth shut. You know, these steps and this philosophy was written way back when it was just, you know, your mouth or your pen. Today we have texting and email and all these different things. So I do like to say restraint from pen and tongue and texting. But, you know, it was a good opportunity for me to really lay into them. How dare you? How dare you? But, you know, I didn't. I said, you know, let's just go, you know. And the other freedom and happiness is the ability to look at myself, look back at our actions and say, listen, we probably shouldn't have gone. It's just the world that we live in today. You know, the world that we live in is not very flexible when it comes to certain things. One of those being sick. We are so scared. So, yeah, interesting. But, you know, we've got another holiday coming up, Christmas, and, you know, I don't know what sort of family's coming for that, but we will have to see. But knowing that, listen, if the conversation gets stressful, we have the ability, we have the luxury of just walking away, restraining from a comment, restraining from, you know, an opinion. We have that ability. So let's read another promise. I used to think that really, unless you're into like the ninth step, you know, you don't really have any business worrying about the promises. I mean, you know, maybe some truth to that, but whatever. I need stuff to talk about. So we read the first promise. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. And, you know, like I said, that freedom looks a lot of different ways. Obviously, the one that I mentioned right away was the ability to drive without drinking, the ability to roam the planet without getting harassed or arrested because of my intoxication, you know, the ability to, you know, walk away from a situation, the ability to keep our opinions to ourselves. You know, that creates a lot of happiness because doing the opposite creates a lot of sadness, right? You know, you could have one of those moments where a sister-in-law or brother-in-law or somebody, you know, points something out, calls you out on something. You know, in the past, it would have been a verbal argument. You know, doors would have been slammed, storming out, get your stuff. And maybe that relationship may have ended, right? Or maybe there would have had to have been an apology down the line somewhere, but it would have been a dust up. And, you know, the ability to say, hey, you know what, maybe they're right. You know, have some humility. Should have probably not have come. But, you know, you don't want to, you know, never mind. You start worrying about your daughter's feelings and all this stuff, and you get caught up in it. But, you know, the ability to say, hey, we shouldn't have gone, that's a freedom. Some people get caught in resentment hell, resentment jail. Justified resentment jail, and my God, there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse. So the second promise, we will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. Oh, man, we will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. You know, I have a past. I think we all do. I mean, I know we all do. If you're alive, you have a past. And when I look back at my past, I would tell you, oh, it was so difficult. My past was so hard, right? Because really the past is a big portion of my issue with the past is me wanting to do something and my family or parents not wanting me to do that. Me wanting to do something and the school not wanting me to do that. me wanting to do something and the police and society not wanting you to do that. You know, that's been my issue, you know. And I don't regret the past. I've said before that I regret that, you know, I know as a parent today, if I sat at home or laid in bed and my son or daughter were not home and they were out running the streets, I'd been very, very worried. I'd be very worried. My wife would be having a stroke. Of course, our daughter's only 9, so that would be an issue. But, you know, you worry. And I just didn't really think about that as a kid. You know, I didn't realize the anxiety and pain that I was creating for my parents. And I got to tell you, man, they handled it really well. I wouldn't have. Maybe they just didn't care. Maybe they were hoping I wouldn't come home. I don't know. But, and listen, all we did was just go out and party. We weren't, you know, my parents and I never fought physically. A couple times we got in a little dust up, but we deserved it. We deserved a whooping. But for the most part, we were, you know, we handled things for the most part okay. I spent a lot of my 11th and 12th grades grounded, which was not good. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad. It was just, I wish that I wouldn't have, I wish they would have had a little bit more peace in that period of their life. But the other thing is that, you know, at some point, I have to become responsible for my behavior, right? I cannot become a victim of the past. You know, I can't, that was tough times back then. You know, we drank a lot, you know, we can't be a victim to our bad behavior. You know, and the first step for me to really figure out this promise was, first of all, become accountable, take responsibility, recognize the part that I played, and change it. That is the, you know, to, you know, if you're, we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. You know, if I'm shutting the door on something, that means that I'm not willing to take a hard look at it. I'm not willing to realize the part that I played, because it's very easy to shut the door on things. Oh, I remember that. I don't want to talk about that. My dad does that all the time. I don't want to talk about that. You know, because I think that, you know, there's two sides, right? And I think that my father, who I love more than anything, and mother, it would have benefited our family if they had been a little bit tougher on us. And I'm not sure what that would have even looked like. You know, there is, like with my kids, I've always said, you know, I can't really help you. One, I don't really understand what you're doing in school. Two, I feel like if I'm having to help, there's something else that's broken down in the system. One, you didn't pay attention. Two, you're afraid to say that you didn't pay attention. Because I think that, I know as for my parents did a great job in protecting me from looking like I was a dumbass or a shithead, right? Because I wouldn't pay attention in class. I would barely go to class. And when I'd finally go to class, you know, it was a big revelation, whatever it is. And, you know, but I wouldn't pay attention. Then I would come home with all this homework and my parents would have to sit down and we'd have to put all of our heads together and get the homework done. And then they'd send me out the door with, you know, completed homework and made it appear like I had it all together. And I didn't. I didn't have it all together. But as far as a teacher would think, hey, look at this guy. He's got it all together. But in the end, I didn't know how to handle things on my own. You know, I would rely on my parents for a long, long time. And, you know, I have to take responsibility in that. I don't think my parents like to take responsibility in that. I know my dad doesn't. He doesn't like to talk about it. I don't like to talk about that. I'm like, why? I mean, that was 35 years ago. Why does it still bug you? And I think the reality is that it was a very traumatic time for my dad. And he's not a big fan of those days. You know, my buddy Matt, he used to say, you know, victims never heal, right? Victims never move forward. You know, as long as I'm a victim, I'm stuck in it. And that's what I think is nice about, you know, this step or this promise is it tells us that we have the ability to move forward. And just because we move forward doesn't mean that we're closing the door on the past. It means we've... To me, what it says to me is that it is a that I've worked on it. I've taken responsibility for my part, and you know, I'm moving past it, but I'm not forgetting. And it says we will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. You know, and that's like, you know, when, you know, I'll never forget, you know, when I stole that money from the girlfriend back when I was 15. I stole that $100 bill from her father. Don't even know why. You know, all of a sudden there was a $100 bill, and I'm like, oh, wow, I never had a $100 bill. I you know, I'm still confused on that move. But I did what I did, and I stole $100. And right away, they knew it. And I was denying it and hiding and shucking and jiving, but the reality is they knew it, and I was caught. And, you know, I've been in situations, I've seen people in situations when something like that, they're like, all right, here, there's $100, but I didn't take it. But, you know, if you think I did, I might as well just give you the money back, right? You know, they'd rather take that position than say, listen, I don't know what got into me. I was 15, so I was clearly not mature enough to make this type of decision. But, you know, I think I probably said, you know, hey, if you think I stole it, then I'll just give you $100, which I did not have. You know, I tried to play, you know, I agreed to everything you said except for the fact that I stole it. Right. Everything is true, but I didn't steal it. But until, you know, you're able to say, listen, I don't know, it got into my head. I apologize. It's not me. It's not the person that I am. I guess I got excited by the money. And I'm sorry. And here's the money. And I take full responsibility. Because until I did that, until we do that, we're a victim of false accusations, right? Until we admit it, I'm a victim. I can't believe they blamed me. I can't believe they blamed me for that. But until you say, listen, I'm an idiot. Right, and I don't know. I don't even remember. I know I ended up apologizing, but I don't think how I admitted it or confessed. I don't think I ever confessed. I think I don't even remember. I just know that I've always been shocked why I stole that money. But I know that later on in life, you know, I've had situations. You know, just recently, I was at a gas station, and, you know, I was talking to this lady, and she was telling me about her daughter, and I've heard the story 100 times, right? Her daughter's living with her. She's taking care of the grandbabies, and I'm like, why are you taking care of the grandbabies? Like here I come, right? Well, you know, she's trying to get back on her feet. And I, of course, believe that, you know, it's tough love, but who cares what I believe? Nobody asked. But here I am with an opinion. I'm going to fucking fix her whole family. I'm solving all the problems. I'm fucking righteous, you know, like I'm super, super sober all of a sudden, you know, and my opinion matters, and it doesn't. And I left, and, you know, I felt really bad about it. I felt bad about it. And I don't think it's what I had said, because believe me, what I said to her really was probably what she needed to hear, but nobody asked me. Right. So I'm just giving advice or opinions for people that aren't asking for it. And I went back the next day and I said, listen, I need to apologize to you. I had an opinion about your life and I shouldn't have. It's none of my fucking business. And I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything, and I apologize. And she goes, oh, don't worry about it. You were fine. You know, and of course, right? You're fine. I liked what you said. It was true. But like I said, she didn't ask. And who the fuck am I to have to be telling people my opinions, right? But I could have been a victim of that. You know, she could have told me, you know what? Why don't you shut your mouth? Nobody asked you. And get the fuck out of the store. And I would have been a victim. Oh, my God. I can't believe she said that. Right? I can't believe it. The program has taught me that I have to figure out the role and the part that I played in that situation. And I can tell you, her response was very kind. But she could have been a total bitch and told me to shut the hell up. You know, but once I left, I was now a victim to my own stupidity, you know, and that just doesn't feel well. And that's one of the funny things about getting sober or going into working a program. When you want to get sober, you know, when you have that desire, when you want to be better, when you want to attack all facets of sobriety and serenity, when you're ready, it's funny how doing stupid shit like that just does not settle well. You know, all night I was like, God, what did I say that for? You know, I need to clean that up. And once I did, and like I said, she didn't care. But, you know, I did. And I'll know better. You know, 90% of the time I keep a pretty level head. But then every once in a while, you know, you have an extra good day or you're feeling extra awesome. And all of a sudden you have an opinion about stuff and it's just. It's crazy. So, but you know, that's to me what it says, you know, when you do not regret the past or willing to shut the door on it. You know, if I'm shutting the door on the past, that's because I haven't cleaned it up, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And I meet people all the time that are like that, you know, and it's usually fuck that guy, fuck her, you know, it's this. You know, I'm not going to take a look at my part. I'm not going to find the humility to figure out where I screwed up in this problem. And I'm going to shut the door on it. Fuck it. I'm not going to look at it. And that works, I guess. But, you know, you get enough shut doors and it starts to wear on your serenity. And honestly, I don't feel like you can have any of these doors shut. Really, because serenity to me is to find the peace, is to open those doors, is to dig around, is to make amends, is to raise my hand and say, listen, this is my fault. Right? You know, I talked about the time where my first wife and I, you know, we had made a decision, and my first wife had left me because I was a total drunken asshole. And we had made the decision that we, you know, we had a son together and we were going to share daycare and all that. And one day she calls me and she goes, you know what? I'm in a relationship and I don't need to use daycare anymore. I'm actually going to be a stay-home mom now. And I was like, what? But we had a deal. And she's like, yeah, no deal. We don't have a deal. I mean, you can more than welcome to keep the baby in daycare, but I personally do not need daycare. So I will not be a pain for it. OMG, I was fucking hostile. I mean, I was fucking pissed. You know, and if I'm going to take a look and figure out why I was pissed, because I was now obligated to pay for something that really, for one, I probably couldn't really afford back then. And, you know, we had a deal and all this stuff. And, my God. That one really got to me because I wasn't working a program back then. I was, in fact, I was barely sober. You know, I got sober. I remember celebrating my first year at, it couldn't have been, I celebrated David's first year birthday while I was in rehab. So that was 16 years ago. So I know that, you know, I had no program. I was incensed, you know, by self, not getting what self wanted. And I had a real resentment. And I hated her, right? I hated her. I hated her. As soon as I hate someone like that, I've shut the door on that, you know. But it would be a bit. And, you know, some clarity would finally show up and I would have to make an amends and I would have to take responsibility and explain my side and really exposed what a baby I was. And luckily, my ex-wife, she accepted my apology. I mean, you know, it wasn't, I was just pissed. I mean, I didn't like, you know, there was no threats or anything like that. I was just basically, you know, an adult not getting his way and just having a hissy fit. But, you know, once we got it all figured out, the reality was she didn't need a daycare provider. That's not her fault. It's just life, right? Very crazy. But, you know, on the surface, this podcast or these promises, I've always thought was, you know, whatever the program AA for instance, for these are nice subtle ways of suggesting that I work on this, right? We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. You know, on the surface, that's very surface, very self-centered stuff. But in the end, you know, that's a lot of humility, for me at least. And the humility was what I was lacking in my life. All of these steps, all of these promises, it really is about humility, you know, for me at least. Let's see. Let's do a little reading and then get out of here. Daily Reflections. Here we go. December 10th. Carrying the message. Here we go. Now, what about the rest of the 12 steps? The wonderful energy it releases and the eager actions. Wait a minute. I fucked that up. Here we go. Now, what about the rest of the 12th step? The wonderful energy it releases and the eager action by which it carries our message to the next suffering alcoholic and which finally translates the last 12 steps into action upon all of our affairs is the payoff, the magnificent reality of Alcoholics Anonymous. 12 steps, 12 traditions. To renounce the alcoholic word is not to abandon it, but to act upon principles I have come to love and cherish. And to restore in others who still suffer the serenity I have come to know. When I'm truly committed to this purpose, it matters little what clothes I wear or how I make a living. My task is to carry the message and to lead by example, not by design. It's very good. Anyway, we'll keep working through these, you know, just trying to make sense of it. Hope everyone has a great day. Bye.